Now, jewellery is probably one of the most personal things you could buy for someone, but it's probably also the hardest. To try and nut this out a little and help us out with some scenarios, I'm joined in the studio by Scott Yeomans, the master jeweller from the Hunter Jewellers in Singleton. Scott, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Now, jewellery, it's one of the hardest things to buy for someone, and everybody has different tastes. So let's play out a couple of different scenarios.
Yes.
Let's, for instance, say that there's a gentleman out there who'd like to buy me an engagement ring. Where on earth do you start with something like that?
Basically, we would ask if he's got any clue as to the style that you would like, if you've dropped any hints as far as design or specific things you want. It's not uncommon for the lady to have given him some clues.
I would have given
especially today with smartphones and computers, it's quite easy to get pictures of things. So probably a large proportion of men come in with a picture.
Okay.
So that makes it fairly easy to narrow it down to a specific style. Because that's usually where you start, trying to work out what style. Failing that, then it's a matter of asking him some questions. If he knows certain things she likes, like things that are simple or ornate, modern, and narrow it down from there, then we can start to show some different designs that are in the store or pictures in books. And then that helps us build a bit of a picture of what the lady's likely to like. And then you'd ask questions like things around practicality, as far as what do they do for a living? Does it need to be easy to wear or, you know, so that kind of thing. And then finally, we would probably ask about what kind of budget that would they're looking for. And then that helps narrow it down to a specific target. You may well find that already made, but probably a good portion of the time items have to be adjusted or completely made.
I guess that's one of the benefits in coming to see yourself in Singleton, because you do make jewellery from scratch.
Yes, we do. Yes, completely from scratch, or modifying something that's already made to tweak it so it's just right.
Yep.
If you go to make something from scratch, then you can get it exactly the way you want it, you know, by adding things in, different design elements, different concepts, and try to work it all in to achieve what you want.
I guess you can make things really quite sentimental in that way as well. For instance, it's my mum's birthday this weekend, and have I bought her anything? No, not yet.
No.
last minute shopper.
Yes, it's quite a common thing for last minute shoppers rushing around looking for something that's just right, and that can be hard at the last minute. Jewellery is something that can be very personal. Items can be engraved. That's quite a common thing for jewellery items relating to mothers, so birthdays or Mother's Day, for them to have family names engraved on them as a memento. And there's quite a popular trend with the name family circles.
Yep.
A lot of people know them by that name. The basic concept is family names are engraved and dates. You've got that constant reminder of who it's been received from. And that kind of personalization can be done in a wide variety of ways on different items. Those family circles are quite popular at the moment.
I imagine you've done quite a few interesting pieces when it comes to engraving or creating items of jewellery from scratch. What would you say is one of the most interesting or intriguing ones that you've done?
An example of something we've just done recently was where an elderly couple in their 70s, they have both recently lost their previous long-time partners, and they've decided to get married, and they've used parts from their wedding and engagement rings from their previous marriages, and they've used them to create a new engagement ring, and that basically incorporated the previous two marriages and they were the loves of their lives until their partners passed.
Yeah.
But they created a new one with, I suppose, a mismatched set of diamonds, but we created quite a simple, elegant look, and they were over the moon with the result. Yeah. So that incorporated the gold and the diamonds. So that's a very recent example.
Yeah. That's a beautiful idea. Like, there's just so much you can do.
Yes, we in this industry as it works now, there's virtually nothing we can't achieve within the realms of jewellery and manufacturing. It is probably fairly unique in a general sense. A lot of things that you might buy or a kind of set to a you've got a couple of choices from a range of items, but within jewellery there's hundreds of different choices and then hundreds of different variations within that. And yes, the options are endless. You just need to have a basic idea to start with, and then you can work it out takes on a life of its own as you explore the ideas. It develops, and you end up with something at the end after getting a good getting feedback from what the customers want and yep. what's there in front of us. You can achieve a lot.
You could let your imagination run wild at the Hunter Jewelers in Singleton.
Oh yes, good.
Scott, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now,
thank you.
If you'd like to head down to the Hunter Jewelers, you can find them at 81 John Street in Singleton.